Spinning Nanocarbon Grains, A Viable Origin for the Anomalous Microwave Emission, by Natalie Isard et al. Context. Excess microwave emission, commonly known as anomalous microwave emission, AM, is now routinely detected in the Milky Way. Although its link with the rotation of interstellar carbonaceous nanograins seems to be relatively well established at cloud scales, large-scale observations show a lack of correlation between the different traces of nanocarbons and AM, which has led the community to question the viability of this link. Aims. Using ancillary data and spinning dust models for nanocarbons and nanosilicates, we explore the extent to which the out-of-galactic plane AM could come from one carrier or the other. Methods. Contrary to previous large-scale studies, our method is not built on comparing the correlations of the different dust traces with each other, but rather on comparing the poor correlations predicted by the models with the correlations actually observed. This is based on as realistic as possible estimates of the gas ionization state and grain charge as a function of the local radiation field and gas density. Results. First, nanocarbon dust can explain all the observations for medium properties in agreement with the latest findings about the separation of cold and warm neutral medium in the diffuse ISM. The dispersion in the observations can be accounted for with little variations in the dust size distribution, abundance or electric dipole moment. Second, whatever the properties and the abundance of the nanosilicate dust considered, spinning nanosilicates are excluded as being the sole source of the AM. Third, the best agreement with the observations is obtained if the emission of spinning nanocarbons alone is taken into account. However, a marginal participation of nanosilicates to the AM production cannot be excluded as long as their abundance does not exceed YSI approximately 1%. This was Spinning Nanocarbon Grains, A Viable Origin for the Anomalous Microwave Emission, by Natalie Isard et al.